Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today's show, we are talking about cream. Sean, do you know what I'm talking about when I say cream? What's that mean to you?
Cream. Dollar bill, y'all. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all.
All right,
gotta get this money.
This COVID world we're living in, there's a lot of confusion on how to get this money from our government. So today, we are discussing all that's going on for small businesses, for individuals. We're trying to inform you on how to get that money. So to do that, Sean, we brought in a special guest. We brought in a gentleman named Alex Guerrero. He is an expert in getting cream. Let me give you his official, not his Wu-Tang breakdown. I'll give you an official breakdown. Alex is an economic development practitioner. Among other things, he's been president of the largest nonprofit community development financial institution in Los Angeles.
Westside!
And he's also overseen the SBA Los Angeles Women's Business Center and various federal and state revolving loan funds. So basically, he's going to help you get that cream if you pay attention, get your notepads out, people. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm honored.
No doubt. So we are excited to have you help clear some of these things up. All right. Well, before we get into it with Alex and he helps break this down, we're going to kick it to the lady with the facts. Dion, why don't you break down a little history, put into context federal assisted stimulus financial cream relief. Break this down for us.
Money. That way. let's get into it. So, yeah, this is not the first time that we're facing financial crisis and that the government has had to step in. Back in the 1920s and 30s, we had the Great Depression, where Herbert Hoover, barely 9 months into his presidency, had to basically assemble leaders from the public and private sector and propose a $160 million tax relief proposal that ended up being about $22 billion injection in total. Then we had the 2008 recession, where President Bush had to step in and signed the Economic Stimulus Act.
I remember that act.
Remember that?
I was knee deep into real estate, and I was like, oh my Lord, where are we going with this? How's this going to help? I remember those times. Yep.
Remember those times? They were also offering rebates to taxpayers to encourage them to spend and reduce taxes. Then there was TARP, right? The Troubled Asset Relief Program. That was really to save the butts of those companies. Right? The General Motors, the Chryslers, the Bank of America. At that time, we had the whole bubble, right? The whole subprime mortgage crisis going on. And then President Barack Obama had to step in. I mean, there was so much cream going around with another $787 billion for tax cuts for spending on infrastructure and schools and healthcare and energy. But that brings us now to 2020. We've never seen anything like this before because it's unique. This is a health crisis that's causing a financial crisis. President Trump.
And how much is he spending? Drum roll.
$2 trillion.
My man, Donald.
with our CARE Act. And so we're going to get into that right now.
All right. Well, we're going to discuss a lot of different aspects of this. But Sean, let's first talk about the small business loans. Why don't you take us there?
Okay, Alex. This is what we're paying you the big bucks for today, okay? Let's roll up our sleeves and let's get to these questions that people want to know. Let's start. Let's make it easy for you. Let's separate federal and state. And Matt just mentioned the small business loans. Let's get into that because I think it's a federal loan, right? So break us down to, let's start off with the Paycheck Protection Program. What is that all about?
Yeah, so before we get started, let me say that small businesses are critical to the United States of America. So important that we have the United States Small Business Administration, and the last census tells us that 80% of all businesses in America have 20 or less employees. 60% of all businesses in America have 4 or less employees. So we are definitely a country of small businesses. So to your question, the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, it's a loan designed to provide a direct incentive for small businesses to keep their workers on payroll. I like this. You know, Dion was talking about some other stimulus packages that we've had in the past. And one of the things that really has bothered a lot of us is big businesses got bailed out. They kept the money and the employees lost their job anyways, right? And the rich got richer. With this, the SBA will forgive the loans if all employees are kept on the payroll for 8 weeks and the money is used for either payroll, rent, mortgage interest, or utilities, right? Those four categories. You can apply through any existing SBA 7A lender or through a federally insured depository institution.
Oh, you're speaking French. You're speaking French, Alex. We've got to get back to English.
Okay, all right.
You said, you know, let's break down what you're saying here. And let me just back you up a little.
Yeah.
When you said the government is paying these paychecks out to keep people employed, what do you think the mindset is behind that? Because what I've been hearing, it's cheaper, it's better for the government to keep people employed to this payroll paycheck thing than to put them on unemployment insurance, because they want people to be able to bounce right back into working and they want the economy to bounce right back. How true is that?
Yeah, I think it's everything. And one of those previous stimulus packages that Dion was talking about, we were starting from a standstill. We had to invent jobs for people. Go out and dig a ditch. Next guy would come and let's fill the ditch. Like, you know, for us starting from a standstill is going to be way too difficult. So to keep us going, I think is critical. You know, keep the economy going and not shut it down if we could do that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Is there a minimum employment that is required for small businesses to qualify?
One.
Okay.
One.
Is the owner included in that one?
Yes.
Can the money run out? Is there a time limit on how quickly, like, well, to get this stimulus?
Yeah. So you have until mid-June to apply for it. If you have already laid some people off, you have until mid-June to get them back on your payroll. And then there's a formula for PPP. So you take your monthly payroll times 2.5. So we're not talking about, you know, all the money in the world. So let's say your payroll is $10,000
a month. Make the math simple for Arlington. It's a dollar. Let's make it a dollar.
Okay. Then it's $2.50 is what you're eligible for in a loan.
Okay.
And so, and it will be forgiven if you use that money for payroll, rent, mortgage, interest, or utilities. That's the key element.
Let's dig a little deeper, Alex. So yeah, I commingle that? Just say, for example, say I used it all for mortgage interest or utilities. Okay. I didn't use it for payroll. Will I still get it all forgiven or will not? Some of it has to go to payroll?
I don't have the answer to that.
Good answer. We don't know. And that's an okay answer for everybody listening, because this is so new. Not everybody has all the answers. That's why we're two black guys with good credit, because we keep it real. Mm-hmm. We don't know the answer. In terms of the loan regarding payback and interest, I heard rumor has it that it's going to be 1% and you're 6 months before you have to start making the first payment. Is that true?
That's correct. And again, you're trying to get this thing forgiven before you even get to that.
Yeah. Well, what I would tell people too, it's almost equivalent of an interest-free loan. It gets back to my scenario when I got my student loan, I rushed to pay it off and it was like $30,000 at 1% interest. This is money that I think everybody should apply for, because it's almost like free money that you can use to help grow your business, even if you think you don't qualify, correct?
Yeah. Can I take it one step further than that? Because you said it's an interest-free loan. True. It could turn into a grant.
Right. And for those that know what grant means, Arlington, grant means you don't got to pay back a damn
free,
thing.
Free.
Well, I got a question about the forgiveness. Is there any hidden small print that makes this difficult to get your forgiveness? Like, is this unprecedented? Has this been done before? Do we have an example of how this forgiveness will get rolled out? Or are people going to be like, yo, I applied and they didn't give me anything back? Like, do you think this is going to go smoothly?
Okay, everything's possible, right? And I always work backwards from an audit myself, having done everything I did. But what's interesting is this president has removed the inspector general who would be overseeing this. And I know everybody's jumping up and down, right?
Big Brother's not watching?
No, Big Brother's not watching.
Arlington, get off this call, Arlington.
And get the money.
Tired of Big Brother.
I do want to say something, Sean, before I forget, right? Which is that, because you talk about commingling funds. One thing, when we'll talk about a regular EIDL, an emergency loan, later, I'm sure. But whatever you spend on this, you may not spend on that and vice versa. You got to keep these separate. And we'll talk about that more in a second.
Well, here's a big question before we go into the other one. How do I apply? Because I know there's a lot of fake sites coming out there and people are going to get confused. And I think, where do you think is the best place to apply for this first payroll paycheck loan?
Okay. This has been really a nightmare for a lot of people, right? So traditionally, it would be a bank or a credit union, right? Except Bank of America last week, on opening day, only submitted applications on behalf of customers who had loans with them, not customers who had checking and savings accounts. It was those who had a loan, so they were protecting their own investment, right? So even people who wanted to get in line couldn't get in line. So it's been a lot of phone calls on my behalf for clients calling different credit unions. How can we get them in there using nonprofits? It's really been a difficult thing.
So what's the answer?
Okay, so the answer is first start with your bank, then go to a local credit union, then go to a local community development financial institution, CDFI, and if not, I've also been using Cabbage, which is a national lender who is taking applications in.
Even if you don't have an existing relationship with them, you can go to them?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Chase sent me an email, and I started filling it out, and I just didn't get through it all the way. But
Chase seems to be real on this, right? B of A shut down. Wells Fargo stopped because of the penalties that they had from some years ago with the shenanigans that they did. They were capped on lending, so they had to stop lending. Now the federal government has taken that cap off for a short period of time. They can keep lending on our behalf.
Wow. So banks have the liberty to say no to what the government is asking them to do.
Yes. And then final thing on this PPP, later on when we talk about other loans, the other loans, you'll go directly to the SBA website. This PPP, you must use a bank.
So, Alex, I have a question regarding just the timeliness of it. So first off, for our listeners, today is April 13th when we're recording this. Be sure to pay attention and check online and check, do your research, because things may be changing from when you listen to this, the rules, the numbers, whatever. But there's a $2.2 trillion stimulus bill, and they set aside $349 billion in forgivable loans to help the small businesses. My question is there enough time or is there enough money to go around for the small businesses out there? Do you think things will it run out?
Okay, so the first way I have to answer this question is there's not any transparency that allows me to really give you a solid answer, right? So I have no idea how many people are in line at the SBA. I have no idea what they're going to qualify and if they're going to suck up the whole pot. I did see a press conference today with the Secretary of the Treasury, who said they are actively working to augment that fund and to keep it going, and they're committed that every business that needs a loan will get one.
Just to give you a percentage of how many businesses have already applied, they've said already 70% of U.S. small businesses have applied for the emergency loan.
And that's a lot. And are they going to be given $10,000 loans, $50,000 loans, $1 million loans? I don't know what they're going to qualify for.
I'll just say this, though, too, as well. I mean, for those that are sitting on the sideline waiting, you're doing yourself a disservice. So at the end of the day,
absolutely,
you control within your reach, which is to apply. And if they need more money, really when they go to the Treasury, what that means in layman's terms is that print more money. That's really how you do it. They just print more money.
All right.
Well, I would just encourage everybody to apply.
So let's move on to the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Advance. Alex, can you explain what that's all about?
Yeah. So there's two components to that. When you apply, and the way you apply is you go to SBA.gov. And once you get there, it's going to be very obvious what you need to do. You will apply for an EIDL, which is the loan fund that you just described. And once you apply, you're eligible for a $10,000 advance that will be forgiven. So let's say you're going to apply for $250,000 of a small business loan. $10,000 of that will be given to you immediately, although that's a relative term because they're so busy. And I haven't met one person yet that has gotten the $10,000 immediately. They haven't even gotten it at all. And then once you get that, that's just to bridge you a little bit, and you'll be able to continue on with the small business loan. Now, what I did hear Sunday is that they're having discussions about changing that. That's just a rumor, so I don't want to, you know, peddle in rumors. But I have not
Sunday the
seen,
12th.
This past Sunday. Yes, Sunday the 12th. Is that we may be getting less of an advance, but I have not yet met anybody get the $10,000. So that's that part of it.
You mentioned grant and when it came to the paycheck, and now you mentioned forgiveness. So just so our listeners are clear, is there a difference between grant and forgiveness?
No, it's free. It's free money.
It's free money. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
But now, but to date, nobody you know and I know either has gotten the full has gotten this $10,000 lottery ticket that we're waiting on, right? I check my accounts every day for this direct deposit.
That's correct. And they would have contacted you first to ask you for supplemental questions on the underwriting process. So the idea is that you are getting a longer term loan, and that you're getting this $10,000 up front. So that's that element of it. I encourage everybody that I know to apply for this EIDL, right? Because later on down the road, you can decline it. You can say, no, thank you. You can say whatever. Or you can say, yeah, I want this X amount of dollars as a loan. By the way, there's still more to that question or the answer to that question.
But why is the number changing?
I don't have an answer for that. That was the rumor on Sunday in Los Angeles amongst economic development people that it could be moving towards something. I don't even want to put it out there, but it could be changing to something less based on the amount of employees that you have.
So let me just understand this loan so we understand how it works. So you fill out the application, which I did. They give you an advance of $10,000, which could be considered forgiveness or a grant, same thing, correct?
Yes.
And then you can receive further funding down the road, right? Which would be a loan.
At the same time you're applying, let's just use a number of $100,000, okay? That $100,000 loan will be at 3.5% over a 30-year period. That's the economic disaster portion of it. It's the same terms that you got if you lived through a hurricane somewhere or a major earthquake somewhere. That's what the SBA offers you.
So they'll give you the 100 all at once, but only, and 10 of it you don't have to pay back.
That's correct. But the idea is that they give you the 10,000 immediately. Although I have not met one person yet, and I'm in the middle of this every day, that has gotten 10,000 at all. Forget
about
immediately.
So will you get two or more payments, or is it just going to be one payment?
It's going to be two payments. Yeah, two payments. 10,000 right up front while they go through the rest of the process, which is the underwriting of the bigger loan amount.
Right. Okay, got you.
And again, SBA.gov is really important, and it's a really simple application.
Yeah,
it's three pages. Yes, get in there, you guys. Everybody get in there.
And what if you have multiple LLCs or multiple businesses? Can you do it individually? You can apply for each business can get it, or is it just your name is associated with one business? How does that work?
I have not come across that situation yet. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm dealing with the underserved in Los Angeles, and they don't have multiple corps, right? They got one. They're not ballers like you guys.
Arlington trained you well. No, the reason is because I have like a business, my real estate business, and then I also own a shipping company. So I just want to know if both can apply.
But you file taxes for both?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. They're different corps, right? They're both S-corps. Yeah.
Correct.
I would apply for both, definitely.
Okay.
So, Alex, explain to us about the SBA Express Bridge Loan. What is that?
Yeah, so it's supposed to be Express, which is quickly, and I haven't seen anybody get this quickly either, and I'm not insulting the SBA. They've got, you know, a ton of people in line, right, as Dion told us. It allows small businesses who currently have a business relationship with the SBA to access up to $25,000 quickly. So yes, if you've borrowed money, if you have money outstanding right now, you can, I mean, in theory, apply, get $25,000 immediately, which again, I have not seen this happen yet. And then at the same time, you are attempting to get a bigger loan. Let's just say $200,000. Once that gets funded, you can pay off this $25,000. It became kind of a bridge for you is what this is.
Got it.
Woo! Alex, you bring some clarity. Okay, thank you. Now, if I received a loan in the past, let's just say I got a loan from the SBA and I paid it off in full. Does that mean I have an existing relationship still? Or in other words, what qualifies as a relationship with SBA?
So number one is that you have a loan with them. So again, they're trying to protect current. Yeah. Yeah, current, and they're trying to protect their investment. That's number one, and that's what's going to carry the day, not that you've paid off a loan in the past.
Okay.
All right. Now, how about a 7(a) and a 504? Break that down for us. What's that?
Yeah. So let's back up and start with microloan. Microloans are between $500,000 and $50,000. Everything above that is a small business loan, which is a 7A in SBA lending world. And then a 504 is anything related to real estate. So if you are a business and you've bought your own building, you probably did that with a 504 loan through the SBA.
SBA debt relief program. Explain that for us, Alex.
They could, the SBA, if you have a existing loan with them, right, can stop all interest and principal payments for up to 6 months, right? So they can freeze everything to give you a minute to breathe if you have an existing loan with them.
So this is only to do with their current loans? Because I was reading it, they cover mortgage interest and all that kind of stuff. But that, I guess, that's referred to loans that you would have with them. So they wouldn't cover my personal loans or credit
that's
cards
correct.
And that's kind of
yes. That's a great question. Yes. Yes. No, they don't care about you. they care about your money. For sure.
So just right, a summary, well, bridge loan and debt express loans, it's really you preconditioned, you have to have a relationship with the SBA. Mm-hmm. If not, you don't qualify. Correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
And a relationship means an open loan with them.
That's correct.
You owe them money. You owe them some money.
True.
All right. Well, Alex, do you have a favorite Wu-Tang Clan song?
The one you guys started off with.
well, let's go.
Everything around me. Exactly. Dollar bills, y'all.
It sure does. So we're going to take a quick break. Today we are talking about just that, how cash is ruling everything around us during this COVID-19. So you guys stay tuned and we'll be right back with more Alex Guerrero.
Wu-Tang.
Black guys, good credit.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
New black guy with good credits.
Welcome back to Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today's show is all about that COVID-19 cream. And if you don't know what that means, Sean, let them know.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all.
Super, no method, man, but thank you for that. So, yes, cash does rule.
You cow. Just kidding. Well, just to put things into perspective and why this COVID-19 cream is so critical. In 2019, 69% of respondents to a Go Bankrate survey basically said that they had less than $1,000 in their savings account. And that's up from 2018, which we're at 58%.
All right, Alex, you're getting all these Jeopardy questions here. I got another one for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This proposed stimulus, how much are people supposed to be receiving? I get all these different numbers thrown at me, and I'm just waiting for this direct deposit to hit my account.
Yeah. So the IRS calls it the economic impact payments. So let's start with the bad news. If your income is greater than these amounts, you will not be getting a stimulus check. So a single filer, $99,000. Joint filer, no children, $198,000.
Okay, you're not getting the check.
Now, the good news, if your adjusted gross income is lower than those numbers, you can qualify for a stimulus check up to $1,200. So single filer, $75,000. Head of household, $112,500. Married joint filer, $150,000. How much money will I get, right? That's the question. If your adjusted gross income is less than these numbers, your stimulus check amount will be an individual, $1,200. Married couple, $2,400. Dependent children, $500. Must be less than 17 years old.
Plus the $1,200.
Yeah.
17 years old and younger, you mean?
Yes. Okay. What if my income is below the maximum income amount, but higher than the income levels they get the full $1,200 stimulus check? What if you're in between? So here's what happens. The stimulus check amount phases out by $5 for every $100 above certain income levels based on your tax filing status. So this means your stimulus check will get reduced by $5 for every $100 more in adjusted gross income that you have above $7,500. Does that make sense?
Well, I offset it with the 8 pickney that I have, 8 children that I have, times 500 plus 1200. Do the math. I'm still good, Alex. I'm still good.
Good.
Alex, what if I owe Uncle Sam?
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, you're good. And if your wages have been garnished or you owe creditors, this money's going straight to you. Now,
what?
Yes. It's not
Uncle Sam doesn't get involved. Every kid I have gets paid. Man, Alex, bring on the stimulus.
Bring the pain, right? And I forgot what I was going to say right now. Darn it. Oh, if you have previously filed, right, and you've already given them your bank account information, they're going to direct deposit for you, okay? If any changes have happened or if you've never had direct deposits, you got to go to irs.gov. You got to give them your information so they know where to send a check. Checks just started going out. The people just started getting money today.
You know anybody that got any checks?
I don't, but you know, unless our secretary of the Treasury is lying, but I believe him that he did send out.
You know who's in government right now, right?
No. Government. Yeah. And I do want to say one more thing about taxes. I think this is an important part of it. Taxes have been extended to July 15th. Usually it's April 15th. So just to make sure everybody knows, it's now July 15th.
Do you need to have filed both your 2018 and 2019 taxes? Or
No, it's really forgiving. No, not even 2018.
But if you have if you haven't filed at all for a while, like if you're like somebody who's just been off the grid,
you're eligible. You got to get to the box. If you go in there into the IRS.gov, it'll give you that option. I don't have the words memorized, but it's something like, you know, if you've been off the grid, here you go. Check here. Yeah, but the money's available. $1,200 is available.
Okay.
I'm thinking about all the undocumented workers. I said there's at least 10.5 million unauthorized immigrants. Then you've got the working homeless. There's about almost 600,000 homeless people that are working, but still living in shelters that don't really, or in their cars. And I'm just wondering how do we get to those people, or can we?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, it's, you know, the same people we got to get to be counted, right? I mean, we because of COVID-19, we can't even get into the rivers and start, you know, counting these people. It's so important to us to get our fair share in every state. And for the census is what I'm talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I was really happy to see the local recycling center open the other day, because I was thinking, man, there's people that are really out there, you know, trying to get $20 worth of aluminum cans. And, you know, that's going to be everything for them. And at least they remained open. And I'm glad that was essential. Liquor stores, of course, are open. I hear everybody insulting that. But, you know, in underserved communities, they don't have supermarkets. They go down the street to what's called a liquor store. They ain't buying liquor. They're buying bread and they're buying cereal and milk.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm preaching now. I got my Tim's on and I'm preaching.
Amen. I'll throw an amen out there. But Alex, I know you said it doesn't matter if you filed or not. But I heard a rumor, maybe you can correct this or debunk this, that if you have filed your 2019, that you're moved to the front of the line, that those are going to be the first people to receive their payouts.
I don't know that. And considering that today was the first day, I guess we can start tracking that. It's an interesting question. So, yeah. And I don't know how somebody would have commented on that before, you know, if there was no evidence to it, but that's interesting. I have heard that some are going to take until August, you know, I mean, $1,200 is a lot of money.
I want to ask you this question. It's just a yes or no question. And then I'm going to get to the question I really want to ask, just so people know. So I guess when I should expect to receive the direct deposit, the answer is you don't know. They started issuing them on April 13th, correct? Yes, no?
Yes.
And if I didn't file for direct deposit on IRS.gov, then I'll get a check in the mail. Yes, no?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now let's get to the question. So the federal government is encouraging people to stay home to get through this COVID time, right?
Yes.
Well, the premise of unemployment insurance is to encourage people to seek work. That was the theory about it. Do you not see like a conflict with this happening?
there's a whole bunch of conflicts in this, right? But we got to stay alive, right? I mean, yes. The other part is 1099s, right? Who is eligible to get any kind of PPP? The employer, not eligible if they're hiring 1099 folks, but the 1099 recipient, yes, it can get the PPP. But isn't that a handout versus giving the employer the stimulus to be able to keep the employee working and stimulate the economy?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. This is what people don't, Americans don't want to hear. But socialism is a new capitalism, bro.
And it's funny how every 10 years socialism steps in to bail out
capitalism.
Yeah.
You just took my bottom line from me, dude. I got to throw something else
sorry,
now.
Sorry. I think that's what Dion led with. That was her opening line.
Well, Alex, what about for people who are like independent contractors or freelance, like for myself, I'm a television producer, freelance. So I don't have like an employer, like, am I able to file for unemployment or?
Yes. That comes under the CARES Act. You need to go. So every state has, you know, obviously is different, right? So I encourage everybody who's listening to go to your state unemployment website and they will walk you through that. Yes. You are now through CARES eligible. You're also, you in particular, are eligible for this loan, the EIDL loan that we were talking about, you know, 3.5% over 30 years. So a lot of these things are available to you for sure. Now, they had different start dates on them. Now, by now, they've all clicked in. But there was a point where I would have told you, you got to wait till a certain date for us to get to you. But now we can get to you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Alex, rumor has it that you should, if you make less than $60,000 a year, you're actually making more money on unemployment than you would if you were working. They're calling this a $4,000 a month club. Agree? Disagree?
Yeah, the math is there, right? Because you got the $600 times four, there's $2,400 on the additional plus whatever you qualified for, right? So, yeah, you could be at the $4,000 mark for sure.
And you think the government knows or they care or they just want to, does it matter at this time if people are going to make it out?
Well, who can go get a job right now?
Exactly.
I mean, I think we got to get to some obvious stuff, right? Who's going to go find a job right now? Who's going to go interview? How are you going to do this? Who's hiring? We're worried about letting people go. So, and I think, you know, if there's hustles out there, then so be it. Let's just keep us alive so we can get to the next stop.
Are the forms for all these programs, what we talked about in the first section and what we're talking about right now, do you think it's pretty simple, user-friendly? Are they difficult? Like, is it to your eyeballs, do you think it's pretty straightforward or are these difficult and time-consuming, lengthy documents?
Okay, all are straightforward. The one challenge that I've seen with everybody I've helped is the PPP part, but if there's an accountant and you've been doing payroll legit anyways, somebody's got the answers for you.
It's so funny. That's where I stopped when I got to that point with like payroll information. I was like, oh, can I go back here? Because I don't know that hard number. I was putting in a number and I actually had to get my accountant to forward me the information today. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. But it's straightforward. I mean, it's a clear question, and it exists. The data exists if you've been doing it all along. So to your point, Sean.
And if we apply for our state unemployment, do we automatically apply for federal, or do we have to apply for them separately, or is it just one?
Yeah, it's one place. It's one place, and they're handling it different. What almost all of them have said is, give us a minute to figure this out. I mean, you know, you got the smaller states who are less resourced, still trying to figure out. Because what happened was, you know, we've had this congressional mandate, and then all of a sudden, the Treasury says, here's a lump of cash, and then the states are saying, well, now what? You know, so they've had to like figure out the program on how to roll it out. But the answer to your question, it's one stop. You do it at the state level.
Okay.
With the exception of the SBA loans, obviously, you do that at the federal level. But your unemployment question happens at the state.
Got it.
Okay, Alex, here's a big question for you, right? Before we add up. So hey, you've been around
break
this
break
kind of
off,
stuff.
Break me off, as
we used to say. Yeah. You've been around pre-COVID, now during COVID, and you've been in this small business loan. You've been in this world for a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, what does your gut tell you about this? Is this all going to work out, or is this a setup?
Huh. You know, I think because it's an election year, I think that the current administration is going to keep throwing things at us. I think everybody's going to keep throwing things at us. But the bigger question is it going to work, right? Is it, even though it's trillions and trillions of dollars, is it going to work? And I think that's going to depend on the pandemic itself, right? So I look at Asian countries now kind of easing up on their quarantine and their distancing, and there's a spike again. It really scares the heck out of me. The Texas governor says he's going to open up soon. So we're going to have a test case right in front of us if we allow him to do that. And we're going to see what's going to happen when we do open up.
I kind of feel like the token guy, like the Surgeon General that came on TV a week ago that was like, your mama and your papa. I'm like, are we going through one of those moments kind of thing?
Yeah, I wasn't mad at him, you know, because he ended up on Spanish language TV that night, you know. And I was like, all right, I mean, you know, but to his point, he didn't say this, you know, they're going to kill us if it's the last thing they do. You know, there's going to be a genocide of our people, mine and your people, if it's the last thing they do. They're going to open it up, and the weak are the ones that are going to die, and the strong will survive. And because of what we eat, because of genocide by diet, because of how we're living, you know, these things are going to affect us. And so I don't think he came strong enough, really.
I think what he was saying was right. I think some of his style points hit a deaf ear, but I'm not mad at what he was saying. But anyway,
Can I just make a disclaimer before we go to commercial, Matt? I'm sorry. Can I just say something here? It may or may not think it has something to do with the top, but I just got to get it out. And I'm tired of all these forwards from people saying this 5G network is what's causing this whole COVID thing. All right. I'm not believing it, but for those that do believe it, does not mean you still shouldn't social distance yourself from people, because what if you're wrong? I had a guy come into my store today, and he was all up on my grill explaining, and he had this little tester model thing that says, if the radiation levels are low, then I have nothing to worry about. And I'm like, dude, can you step back?
Sean.
Sorry. Yes.
We're talking about Scream today.
I'm sorry, man.
Reel it in, buddy. Reel it in.
So while we let Sean take a break, you guys stay tuned for more COVID-19.
No more 5G Fords, please.
Black guys, good credit. We'll be right back.
Two black guys with good credit.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, it's been all about that COVID-19 cream. Cash rules everything around us, so we're trying to help you get your money. That dollar bill,
yo.
But we definitely want to thank Alex for joining us and for sharing all of his knowledge and the information, because I know people can be overwhelmed or confused about how to get the stimulus that's available. We wanted you to be aware. So, Alex, we thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and stay black, stay strong, you guys. And what's important is that everybody apply. I mean,
I don't know about really everybody else, Alex. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying black. I don't know the other two guys.
Debatable. Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, you guys.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
If people want to hit you up and ask any other questions, is there any way they can get a hold of you? Or
yeah, by email, alex@g-prime.com. alex@g-prime.com.
G is in good, right?
Yes, gprime.com with a dash in between the G and the prime.
All right.
G's up.
Hose down, just kidding.
All right.
Did I say that?
You did. All right, people. We have some breaking news on Two Black Guys. Alex, hit us off. We got some updates during the show record. Go tell us what's going on.
Yeah, about 1 minute ago, I just got this email from the SBA, and it's long-winded. But here, this is with respect to the $10,000 advance. This is the grant that we were talking about before. To ensure that the greatest number of applicants can receive assistance during this challenging time, the amount of your advance will be determined by the number of pre-disaster employees. The advance will provide $1,000 per employee, up to a maximum of $10,000. So if you got one employee, you're getting $1,000. So this is what I didn't want to say in a rumor, you know, an hour ago, but now it's confirmed. You're going to get $1,000 per employee on that 10 grand that they had promised. Yeah.
So why do you think this is happening? Are they trying to did they overpromise and now they're trying to recalibrate this thing? Is that what's going on?
I think so. I start with Dion's original opening, you know, salvo, which was 75-80% of American businesses have now applied. And you do that times 10,000, there goes a ton of money, you know? And so I think this is probably more reasonable. I think they should have gone with this to begin with. But, you know, free money's free money, right? It's better than a stick in the eye and a kick in the butt.
Still a tease.
Yeah, but they're telling, how's $1,000 going to pay our commercial rent? I mean, that was the point of it. How is that going to help? Really, this is just, I don't even know if it covers my electrical bill.
Yeah, for sure. But it's free.
There you go.
Thanks. You sound like you pay to do this. You sound like you're part of them, bro.
I know. I drank the Kool-Aid. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid right now. It keeps me from crying, you guys. It's either crying or acceptance.
All right. Well, we appreciate the breaking news and the update on the spot. That was clutch.
Alex, thanks again.
Thank you.
And if anybody wants to reach out to us as well, we always love to hear from you. Please email us your questions at tbgwgc, that's two black guys with good credit, tbgwgc@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at two black guys good credit. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review to make it easier for others to find us. Like Ari Stevenson, who said, life changer. Are you ready to receive the tools you need to be financially free? Then you need, that's capital N-E-E-D, to listen to this podcast. She said, I challenge you to just listen to one episode and I promise you will walk out with more knowledge than going in, even if they are discussing a topic you think you may already know about. She said, this show has motivated me to take over my life and look at it differently. My credit score has jumped 100 plus points. Taking their advice, I've made 46 payments on time towards all of my debt. She says, listen, when I say you need to listen to this, you need this. Thank you, Ari Stevenson. I wish I could read the rest, but we love you. We thank you. We appreciate you for listening in and taking action. And with that said, my name is Dion Nichols, aka the Lady with the Facts. And I would like to take a moment out just to share that during these unprecedented times with COVID-19 literally upending our world as we know it, I am being called in as coach, partnering with the borough president of Brooklyn to really come out and be of service to our community and beyond, to really help manage the anxiety and the stress and the fears of what we're facing right now. So I would love for everyone to tune in on April 30th. I have a 4-week seminar where we're going to really tackle how to cope with COVID. So again, you can either go to the borough president's official website of Brooklyn Borough Hall, Eric Adams, or go to Eventbrite. You can RSVP there. Just look up COVID edition, a life coaching series with Dion Nichols. And that's it for me, the lady with the history, the stats, and the cold, hard facts. And I'm out.
Well, thank you, Dee. My bottom line, this show, it actually brings to mind a few cliche but true phrases. So to get that cream, I just want to encourage everyone that the early bird gets the worm and slow feet don't eat. So get online and apply and get whatever stimulus you qualify for. Make it happen. Nothing changes if nothing changes. I'm Matt Smith, two black guys with good credit, and I'm out.
My takeaway is, isn't it true that capitalism is currently asking socialism to save it from collapsing? Food for thought. And just like Deanna is doing life coaching, our nonprofit Financially Clean, we're offering a 4-week free financial literacy series webinar, where from the comforts of your own home, you can have 4 free financial literacy sessions covering around this COVID-19 and how to deal with it. And it's very simple to be part of this great experience. All you have to do is register at livefinanciallycleanspring2020.splashthat.com. And as they say, I'm Sean, the better half of two black guys with good credit. And listen in, more importantly than ever now, keep your money in your damn pocket and make sure you go get that cream COVID-19 money that's waiting for you out there. And I'm out. But with good credit.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more.
And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.